This is regional news coverage from the KBIA Newsroom. I'm Harum Helmi. Missouri Governor Jay Nixon has signed legislation allowing state employees to keep guns in their vehicles while they are on property owned or leased by the state. The bill also allows fire chiefs with concealed gun permits and special approval to carry weapons on the job. And it bars governments from running gun buyback programs unless those guns are later offered for sale or trade to licensed firearm dealers. Nixon vetoed today a bill that would make some federal gun control laws void in Missouri. The Missouri Department of Conservation says its efforts to restore elk in the southeastern part of the state are going well. Rachel Lipman reports.
Lonnie Hansen, a resource scientist with the department, says the elk population at the Peck Ranch Conservation Area is at about 100 animals. The restoration effort began 3 years ago. The last group of elk was reintroduced this past spring. Hansen says the department is pleased with the way things are going, despite some bumps.
One of the bumps, for example, was the bringing them in last year and introducing them or releasing them into drought conditions, and that was pretty hard on them, and we had higher mortality than we'd like.
Hansen says the department will now focus on making sure the elk have adequate food at Peck Ranch. He says they'll shift to management, mostly through controlled hunts, when the population reaches between 400 and 500 elk. I'm Rachel Lipman.
Democratic Governor Jay Nixon vetoed a Missouri bill today that would have nullified federal gun laws. And as Chris McDaniel reports, the GOP is mulling an override.
Republican House Speaker Tim Jones said he was shocked that Nixon vetoed the bill, saying the governor's typically been an ardent supporter of gun rights. Jones brushed aside Nixon's criticism that the bill harkens back to the Civil War era concept of nullification, and says the GOP will caucus soon to see if they should attempt an override.
My opinion aside, and I will vote to override this bill, but my opinion aside, I believe a supermajority of Missourians would want us to override this bill.
Legislators would have enough votes to override in September, provided all lawmakers vote the same way they did in May. I'm Chris McDaniel.
Governor Jay Nixon has signed legislation that reinstates local taxes on vehicles bought from out-of-state dealers or through person-to-person sales. Nixon has twice vetoed previous bills that sought to reimpose local vehicle taxes. The Missouri Supreme Court ruled last year that local sales taxes cannot be charged on vehicles bought out of state. It said cities and counties could charge use taxes on such vehicles, but only if the tax had been approved by local voters. The new law, which Nixon signed, redefines vehicle sales taxes by applying them to the titling of vehicles. It also requires some local governments to hold public elections on whether to keep or repeal the redefined vehicle tax. For KBIA News, I'm Harum Helmi.